It's indeed a privilege and an honor and a glory for my wife and I to have made this trip to California and to preach to such an on fire group of young people. We have enjoyed ourselves from District Youth President Cantrell, District Youth Secretary Claiborne, to all these youth directors, the District Superintendent Price, all the presbyters. I appreciate their confidence in allowing us to come. To the men running the sound, to Brother Allard in the choir, to all those in Shouter's Corner, all over this place, we've had one more good time. But we're not through yet. We got one more thing to do before we get to Camelot Park. I want you to worship the Lord with my wife, as she said. I'm looking in the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter number 20. California, you are wonderful. Young people, you're awesome. Don't let anybody tell you any different. You're part of the church. I'm reading one verse, Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9. So a portion of the scripture has already been quoted tonight. It seems like every song, every word that's been given is going right along this way. I wonder if there's anybody here tonight on the Lord's side. Do you have your Bibles with you? If you have your Bible, fold it over, put your finger in it so you won't lose your place. And I want you to hold it high. And I want you to wave it in the face of hell and in the direction of heaven. Because everything you ever need is in that Word. It's in the book. You need healing, it's in the book. You need deliverance, it's in the book. You need love, it's in the book. You need joy, it's in the book. Whatever you need, it's in the book. It's in the book. You need a friend, he's in the book. I'm reading verse 9, Jeremiah 20. Jeremiah was complaining to God when he wrote this. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. He was tired. He was weary. It had been a while since he had been at youth convention. And the going had gotten tough. And now God was going to find out if the tough were going to get going. And Jeremiah said that I'm not going to talk about him anymore. I'm not even going to speak in his name. But then I'm so glad he said this. And I want you to read it out loud with me. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. His word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. then he went on to say, and I was weary with all my complaining. I was weary with all my griping. And I could not endure it. In other words, he wasn't going to stay in that complaining mode. What was it that carried him through? He said it was the Word of God that was like a burning fire set up in his bones. Oh, I feel the King of Glory and the Mighty One of Israel, the Holy Ghost Anointer, the Jail Deliverer, the Bond Breaker, the Mighty God is in this house. And by the help of the Lord, I'm going to preach to you on this subject. What will bring me back next year? What will bring you back next year? Come on, put your hands together and let's praise God on the last night of this Dream Youth Convention 1995. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Please be seated. Sociology is a study of what people create when they interact with each other. These practices give birth then to our values, our beliefs, and our patterns of expected behavior. These in turn recreate the creators. So our values, our belief systems, and our patterns of behavior control us, guide us, keep us. We must be careful then of what we give value to and what we believe in and perceive as good behavior. We have witnessed what has happened in our great nation, our values, our beliefs, and our behavior has changed. What has made America great? We have now seen it change, and we have reaped the whirlwind. Murder, rape, robbery, violence, sexual permissiveness, the occult, and the list goes on and on and on. I intend tonight to declare that so much of this anti-God feeling that's running prevalent in the youth of America is simply because too much, too often, too young. Too much is given too often to the too young. And so youth have encountered reality through television, videos, and movies. And so society is dictating to young people that reality is what you see on the silver screen. And that simply is not true. And so the values, the beliefs, and the patterns of expected behavior in America has changed. What is true of society to a certain extent is also true of the church. And when young people are given an artificially generated excitement, then it becomes difficult for those same young people to find anything to be authenticatedly, enthusiastically excited about. And apathy becomes the greatest enemy. And apathy is running rampant in America tonight. Apathy is creating a one-dimensional man. And it will lull into a comfortable, sensate, permissive, and appetizing form of slavery. But young people, you and I were not born again to simply be a slave to this world and her system. When you were born again, you were born again with a need to win, with a need to conquer. To a child of God, just a little touch of monitors, please. To a child of God, slavery is unnatural. We function from the view of the predator and not the prey. We possess an obsession to grow, expand, and improve. Young people, you are born for the high places. You were created in the image of God to gravitate toward that which will bring increase spiritually, emotionally, physically, and in all ways. You are here tonight with a purpose. And when you leave tonight or in the morning, let that purpose consume you. You are designed and equipped for the particular function of discerning and developing the God-given abilities that He has invested in you. And that which separates the victor from the victims is not how much money you have. It's not how much talent you have. It does not depend upon your ability or pedigree. It simply will hinge upon your passion. Your attitude is how you think. Your passion is what you feel. Passion. If you have a passion for God, a desire for God, I'm not talking about a mere wish. I'm not talking about just some little insignificant interest. I'm not talking about some wannabe. And God knows we've got plenty of wannabes. What we need is those who will be, in spite of hell, in spite of ruination, in spite of temptation, in spite of anything and everything. I don't want to be a wannabe. I'm being. Hallelujah. Friend, that's the message. A passion. A passion. A passion for God. When you have God and His Word in your heart like a fire shut up in your bones, something happens to you. You go home from youth convention and you don't want just to have an interest in church.
You don't go home from youth convention just intending to have a wish for God. But you go home from youth convention. My God is in the balcony. It's down on the lower floor. We're leaving this place. We're not going to have a mere wish. We're not having just an interest. But we're leaving this house with a passion. A passion. Something that goes beyond ourselves. A cause that is greater than what we are. And it becomes a passion. It becomes a fire shut up inside of us. We will not be denied. We will not be detoured. We will not be turned aside. We're going to walk the walk. We're going to talk the talk. We're singing the song. We've got a message to give. Come on, somebody. It's a passion. It's a desire that's on fire. Hallelujah. Your passion is exactly what you're going to be remembered for. What you have a passion for is what people will remember you for. Come on, young people. It's not just going back home to set ourselves on a pew like we were. It's not going back home to be the same child to that mama and daddy like we were. We're not going back home just to be another in the youth group. But we're leaving this house. We're going changed. Come on, don't just sit there and look at me. Come on. I have preached myself silly to you. I have given of myself. But now, it no longer depends upon these men on this platform. They have prayed. They have fasted. They have planned. They have worked. The choir has sung. The singers have sung. The band has played. The preacher has preached. But dear God in heaven, now it's up to you. Now it's what you're going to do with what has been handed to you. Will you sit or will you rise and go forward? Will you just be a bench warmer or will you be a pew jumper? Will you be content while the multitudes go to hell and you stay shut up in your church? Or will you determine, I will never be the same? I'm leaving this house with the passion burning. It'll bring me back next year. Some of you hadn't shouted yet all this youth convention. Some of you hadn't got your breakthrough yet. Some of you, you're still cold. You're still lukewarm. But tonight is your night. You got one more night. Hallelujah. Let the fire fall. Let passion get a hold of you. My mind's made up. I'm not turning back. I'm not going back. I'm not laying down. I'm not turning aside. I don't care what they say. I'm on fire. 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 My Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, let's just be quiet. And let's just sit down. And let's just be good. And for goodness sake, wait a minute. It's not time for that. It's an emergency. The lights are flashing. The doors open up wide. They run and jump on board the truck. And it's fired up. And the siren turns on. And there goes the fire truck rushing into action. Come on. Come on. We got to put out the fire of hell. And we've got to light the fire. won't keep you. Your money won't keep you. But your passion for God, your passion for righteousness, your passion for praise, your passion for preaching, your passion for the Word of God, it will keep you. The king wouldn't go. The king was afraid. The generals of Israel were afraid. The mighty men of Israel were scared half to death. But there came a young man, unskilled in handling the sword, had never been trained and taken up the spear. But there was something inside of him. He said, I might not be trained. He said, I've not been anointed. I have not been ordained for this. But he said, I remember the bear came after my sheep. But I stood my ground in Jesus' name. I remember when Leo the lion came after my sheep. But I stood my ground. And now mama has a bearskin rug and a lion's head hanging on the wall in my house. And is not this uncircumcised Philistine the same in the eyes of God? Come on, young people. Hear me tonight. Fight your bears and fight your lions. And when a giant comes, you'll be able to stand and say, I've got passion. Like I said the other night, I cannot play on one of these musical instruments. I do not sing except unto the Lord. But friend, there's one thing I got that I don't care how much talent you've got. I don't care how pretty you can sing. I don't care how much you can tickle the ivories or spank the drum. I've got passion. I've got passion. Nobody's going to out-worship me. Nobody is going to get more of the love of God. Nobody is going to have more of the victory of God. You may be a giant in God's eyes. I may be a little insignificant blob. But I'm going to do everything I can. I'm going to use everything I can for the kingdom of God. Come on, young people. What will keep you? What will hold you? What will bring you back next year is your fire set up in your bones for God. A passion. We do not have a mere wish. We do not have just a passing fancy. It is not a fad. You see, to some of you, your condition has become just a fad. You can come and you can worship and you can praise God and you shout the good news and you can feel it here. But when you go home, it's just a fad. It passes away. But you hear me. I'm preaching to those in the lobby. I'm preaching to those in the foyer. I'm preaching to those in the balcony. I'm preaching to these down here. Friend, it's not just a fad. It's not just a passing fancy. It's not just something to do. But it's a fire shut up in my bones. And nothing's going to stop me. Nothing's going to hold me back. Come on, brother. Don't let anything get in your way. If the devil's in the road, we'll roll right over him. If the demons get in the way, we'll dance all over them. I've got fire. So the fire was heated up. Notice this, 7 times hotter than normal. 7 times. 7 times hotter than normal. Isn't that wonderful? The devil set the stage for a miracle. 7 is God's number. And so the fire is burning hot. I'll show you how hot it was. The men that took hold of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and threw them into the fire. The fire was so hot that it literally burned to a crisp the very men that threw those 3 into the fire. And when the king came down to look, what did he see? He says, hold it just a minute. Hold it just a minute. Did we not throw 3 men into the fire? But lo, I see 4, and the 4th is like unto the Son of Man. Sit down. This question, how in the wide world and in God's name did that wicked king know what God looked like? I'll tell you the answer. Anytime the fire of your passion for God will overwhelm the fire that hell and the world tries to put on you, it will bring a miracle that even the hardest sinner will have to realize this was of God. Hallelujah. Come on, young people. Get back in that school. Get back on that job. Get back in that family. And let there be a passion for God. Sit down. When you get home, if we're not careful, we will be lulled into that form of slavery again, where we don't have to worship. But you better make sure you go to your youth pastor and your pastor. You get with your preacher and you say, preacher, preach to me. Talk to me. Don't let me go wrong. If you see me going in the wrong direction, set me straight. Line me up. Oh, yeah, some of you are going to sit down on me now. Some of you, I ought to have the whole balcony on their feet tonight for this one. Hallelujah. Come on, mamas and daddies. Our young people, they ought to be lining up with that preacher and say, preacher, lay hands on me. Preach to me. Use me. Anoint me. Don't let me go wrong. Don't let me backslide. Hold me over hell. Put me up into heaven. Give me the power. Some of you are going to look at your past. And you're going to realize that you've gone home rejuvenated from youth camps and youth conventions before. And you're going to go home and it's going to be the same old thing. But let me tell you something. Your past is past. Your past is over. It's the dawning of a new day. It's the dawning of a new era. Quit looking at your past and start looking at what you can become. Don't dwell on what you were, but dwell on what you're going to be. What you believe that you can become is so much more important than what you have been. So what if you've been bad? So what if you've been wrong? So what if you've been weak? You've been made new in the Holy Ghost this week. You've been made brand new. Quit looking in background. Quit looking at yesterday. Yesterday died last night. It's over. You got a new day. You got a new beginning. You're not a slave anymore. You're more than a conqueror. So with this message tonight, I challenge you all to greatness. Concentrate not on the cause of your apathy, but yet focus on the awakening among you to be enthusiastically passionate about God Almighty. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, while I'm preaching here, I want y'all to sit down. That boy can get the Holy Ghost a little bit later on. Sit down. His heart is right. Come on, boys, mind me right now. I take authority now. And somebody said, you just killed it, preacher. No, I didn't. And if the spirit you want to manifest about that says it was, you need to get out here and pray through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God can fill that young man right now with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Sit down. Lift your hands above right now. Come on, get your head up. If you mean it, you start praising God right now. Don't hold your head up. Now let's move on. Hallelujah. Come on, sit down. Sit down. My God, have mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, I want to get something down deep inside of you. I want you to have more than a shout. I want you to have more. Don't get up. Stay seated. I want you to have more than a shout. I want you to have more than a dance. I want you to have more than just a jumping experience. I want you to have a love and a passion that overwhelms you, that consumes you, that nothing will turn you away. Solomon Grundy was born on Monday, Christian on Tuesday. He married on Wednesday. He took ill on Thursday. He was worse by Friday, and he died on Saturday. And they buried him on Sunday. And that was the end of Solomon Grundy. When you don't have passion or vision or that need for expansion, purpose, effort, desire, improvement, you will be just like old Solomon Grundy. You will live your life, and there's so many that live their life just that way. They never win a soul. They never teach a Bible study. They never know what it is to lay hands on the sick and the sick recover. Come on, the Bible says these signs shall follow them that believe. It's not just for the preacher, but it's for the believers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got a young man in my church that was out on bus ministry. Found a lady that fell and broke her hip. Elderly in her 70s. They sent her home from the hospital and said there's nothing we'll do. She'll just be that way for the rest of her life. He went in there. And he said, there's no time to call the preacher. there's no time to call from a youth leader. But he said, I'll do just like they did in the New Testament. He said, you got any oil in the house? He anointed her, laid hands on her, said, in the name of Jesus Christ, get up out of that bed. She got up out of the bed, shouted across that house, brought her to Sunday school with him. Sunday morning, she received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and danced with a broken hip and all. Come on, young people. Don't settle in for a long winter's nap. Don't settle in for the summer snap. Make up in your mind, I'm going to live for God. Nothing's stopping me. See, when you become just to be average, it will throw sand in the wheels of progress and growth. And a divided mind and a divided man, they're fighting themselves. You can't serve two masters. You will be restless. You will be upset. You will be hot. You will be cold. You will be up. You will be down. You will be in and you will be out. God didn't save you to be a roller coaster Christian. God didn't save you to be a yo-yo Pentecostal. Ah, no, no, no. I love the sea. Every year I want to go to the sea and I want to explore her depths. And the sea puzzles me. The ocean. I've never seen anything so restless. I've never seen anything that's always moving. It's never still. It's always upset. There's something boiling. There's something somewhere. Even when it's calm, there's a restlessness to it. And it's moving. And I'll tell you why. It is because the sea listens with her ear to the voice of heaven. And the sky speaks to the sea, and it says, come this way, come this way. And the pull is upward. And so the sea moves in. And as she moves in, the old muddy world reaches out with her fingers. And she says, don't leave me. Come back. Come this way. And she pulls down. She pulls back. And once the sea goes in, and then it retreats. And there's a lot of young people that live for God that same way. They hear the call from the heavens. It's saying, come up higher. Come up higher in your thinking. Come up higher in your living. Come up higher in your being. And you drift that way. But then there is that old muddy hand of the world that reaches out and says, dance to my music. Listen to my voice. Hear my song. Walk my walk. Be with me. And if you're torn between two lovers, you can never be happy. And you reach for both, but you never get either one. And you're restless, and you're a yo-yo, and you're up, and you're down. You ride the roller coaster. Friend, let us hear the voice of heaven and make up in our mind. We're not going back. He has brought us in so that we no more have to go out. He brought us up. We don't ever have to go down. He took us over. We never have to go under. We've been taken up. We're not going down. I have a nephew. Went to a brand new school last year. Junior he was. New school. New environment. Mama told him before he left for that first day of school, she said, son, you show them nobody but you. So he's at school for about 6, 7, 8 days, a week and a half. One of the big drug pushers of this big high school. New school. It just moved into town. this big drug pusher came walking by to intimidate. Right there. He bumped into him in the hallway. He stood at his locker and scattered books down the hall. Pushed him to the ground. He jumped up. My nephew's a foster. He's about 6'1". He's working out on the weights. He weighs about 185, 190 pounds. Broad-shouldered. Something come all over him. He clenched his fist. He gritted his teeth. Rage consumed him. And as he stood there, all he could remember what his mama said, "Give him Jesus." And so through clenched teeth and with a fist, he said, "Jesus Christ loves you." And the old bully looked back at him. The drug pusher looked at him and said, "What did you say?" He stuck his finger in his chest and he said, "I said, Jesus loves you." He was mad. He was upset. But something got a hold of him. That old drug pusher stopped. And he said, "Hey, preacher, cool off, man. You're cool. Come on, let me help you gather up your books. And whatever you got, I want it. Hold on a minute. There's more to it. There's a little denominational boy standing over there. His daddy was a preacher. And he got up close to my nephew and he said, 'Hey, I want what you got. You're Pentecostal. There's something different about you. This whole school's been watching you.' So I said, 'All right, come on, come to youth service with me.' Brought him to youth service. Brought him back Sunday night. Brought him back Wednesday night. The following Friday night, youth service brought he and his girlfriend. When youth service was over, they called a prayer meeting. 1 o'clock in the morning. That denominational preacher's son and his girlfriend received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and were buried in the name of Jesus. And revival broke out. And between March and May of last year, 6 brand new young people, including the head cheerleader, received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Why? What was the difference? Because one boy made up in his mind, 'I'm not going to have the passion of the world. I'm not going to have the passion of hell. But I've got a passion of God. I've got a passion of God.' Come on. Jesus is not going to take the back seat in your life. Jesus is no little effeminate darling. Jesus is no wallpaper flower. Jesus is not going to be the woodwork in your life. He's either going to be everything or he's not going to be anything at all." This past December, young teenage girl, 15 years old in our church, was at home watching over her two little sisters, babysitting them. They were outside. She heard a commotion, went out of the apartment into the breezeway. She saw several gang members around, and they were taunting the little 9-year-old because the 9-year-old was preaching to them about Jesus. They were taunting her. So the 15-year-old sent the other two in the house. She shut the door and she said, "If you've got anything to say, say it to me. Because I believe in Jesus also." Hold on a minute. 19-year-old boy stepped up to her and pulled the gun out. Put it to her cheekbone. And said, "If you say that name again, I'll blow your brains out." She said, "In Jesus' name." Hold on a minute. He squeezed the trigger. The bullet exploded out of the chamber and down through the barrel of that gun that was pressed against her cheek. It went deep. It shattered that cheekbone. But something happened. It should have went on into her brain and splattered it all across that breezeway. But something deflected it. And it turned and went into the down the roof of her mouth. Fell into her mouth. She coughed it out. Friend, she was back in church 3 days later without a trace. What are you talking about? I'm talking about passion. 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 I'll live for God. Though you slay me, I'll stand my ground. Though you slay me, I'm going to have a passion. What's going to bring you back next year? Passion for Jesus. Passion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What's going to get us to heaven? Passion. 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 Keep standing. Last year, here in Bakersfield, was that where this came? Last year, Bakersfield. Shiloh Foster, my nephew, was here. Shouting and dancing and praising God. Went home. Was in Louisiana, enrolled in school. Was there for 8 weeks in his English class. They got to talking about virginity. And everybody, all the girls and every boy in that class except him said, I am not a virgin. Shiloh stood up. The teacher told us herself. He looked him in the eye and he said, I'm proud to testify to you of my love for Jesus Christ. And I'm happy to tell you, I am a virgin. And I intend to remain that way until I am married, because I love my God. Less than 1 week and a half after Shiloh took that stand in his high school, going down the road on a rainy night to church, the car went out of control, slapped the tree, and Shiloh's in heaven tonight. But friend, what got him to heaven and what's going to get the rest of us there? It's not our talent. It's not our ability. It's not our money. It's not who we are. It's not what church we attend. It's not who our preacher is. It's not what we are. But I'll tell you, it's when we get a passion for the Almighty God and we say, I pledge my allegiance. Hallelujah. I'm not going back. I'm not turning around. I'm not living for the devil. I'm a child of God. Come on, get it down deep inside of you that if your summons comes to go to glory, it'll be an angel under one arm and an angel under the other. And on your way to glory, you'll be propped up with the passion for God. We have preached, the singers have sung. These men behind us have prayed, they planned, they taught, and they've reached. Pastors have given, parents have given, young people have given, youth leaders, all, everybody. It's all done now. It's coming to a close. Camelot Park is waiting on us. But friend, I wonder, will you make a date for next year? Will you make a date? And I'm going to have somebody with me. Make that date. I'm coming back next year. And I'm bringing somebody with me. And you know something? I'm going to be on fire for God. I'm going to be appraising Him. I'm going to be giving Him honor and glory. And I refuse to turn back. I refuse to give up. I refuse to lay down. I will not be bought. I refuse to be detoured. I refuse to be lured away. I'm a child of God. I've got royal blood in my veins. I walk by Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'm tired of sight living. I walk by faith. Come on, somebody. Shouter's Corner ought to fill up for the last time tonight. Hallelujah. Come on around this front. Receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Pledge your allegiance to the church of the living God. I'm going to heaven.
Life's been crossed, but the decision been made.
Right, come on,
that power that lives in me.
Hallelujah.
There came and set
me free. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost.